Rosamund Carr followed a husband to the East African nation of Rwanda in 1949, and it's been her home for more than a half a century. The native New Yorker has lived a life straight out of the pages of Out of Africa. She's run a farm and befriended characters like Diane Fossey. She stayed through civil wars and rebellions and left only briefly when the American embassy insisted she be evacuated during the 1994 genocide.
The massacre is a tragedy from which Rwandans are still trying to recover. As many as 800,000 died in the genocide, a 100-day killing spree in which ethnic Hutu and Tutsi turned on each other. When the killing stopped, Rosamund Carr returned, determined to help a nation traumatized by violence. As part of an occasional series, Americans Abroad, Dina Temple Raston went to Gisenyi, Rwanda, to talk with Mrs. Carr about her remarkable life.
Rosamund Carr comes to the door of her colonial house on the shores of Lake Kivu, wearing a perfectly pressed silk blouse. A delicate scarf is knotted at the neck. There are none of the African masks and carved animals one often sees in expatriate homes in Africa. Instead, her sitting room is all chintz and throw pillows and photographs. A signed picture of Rwandan President Paul Kagame with former President Bill Clinton sits on the mantel. Mrs. Carr left her parents in New York and followed her husband, a big game hunter, to this former Belgian colony. But the marriage was a difficult one.
And we were divorced because it was, in a way, a friendly divorce. But he didn't want children, and I felt I had to have children, because I've got to have children while I'm still young enough. Right. And I was just on the edge in 56. Mm-hmm. But instead of going home where I might have found somebody, I stayed here in Africa.
And eventually she struck out on her own. A family friend owned a farm in the district of Matura, near what was then called the Congo. It was just miles from where Diane Fossey set up camp to study the mountain gorillas. The farm was called Mugongo.
On my farm, the Wahutu and the Watusi were all living together. The Watusi in Matura were 100% shepherds with cows. So they were the envy of the Wahutu, who longed to have cows as well. But there was no enmity up there. And even when the Civil War started, absolutely no one that I knew in Matura was ever killed.
Rosamund Carr was evacuated by the American embassy days after the killing started. The Rwandan government says about 800,000 Tutsi and moderate Hutu were killed in the space of 100 days. Mrs. Carr spent 4 months in the United States watching the genocide unfold on CNN. It was during this time that she decided to start an orphanage for the children who had survived. The project, which she started as soon as she returned to Rwanda in the fall of 1994, had a healing effect.
It was absolutely amazing. Everyone was so depressed when we started. And as the building began to get ready for children, they were beginning to laugh and sing and an entirely different ambience. Mm-hmm. And then the Red Cross and Save the Children UK began visiting me and hearing that I was going to have orphans. And they all promised me children as soon as the building was ready.
Mrs. Carr, the woman who had left her husband because he didn't want children, suddenly found herself surrogate mother to dozens of them.
I find that a traumatized child needs, first of all, to feel safe, and secondly, to feel loved. And by that, I mean physical love. They want to be hugged. They want you to hold them on your lap and hug them. My children, who've been with me a long time now, are all kissers, which is not typically Rwandan, but typically American.
Mrs. Carr's original orphanage was set up in Mugongo, near the border with Congo. She has since set up a new facility in Gisenyi, where more than 100 children live today. Over the years, she's helped scores of children find their families. And today, as relative peace has descended on Rwanda, the number of orphans coming to her has slowed to a trickle. And the only farming Mrs. Carr does now is in her garden. It bursts with chrysanthemums and orchids.
People would say to me, why did you choose Rwanda? You're English-speaking, you know, why not Kenya, and so on. And I said, well, there are many reasons. The climate is heaven. I can grow flowers all year round. But mainly, the people are so gentle.
Rosamund Carr has become a fixture in Rwanda, among Rwandans as well as the country's expatriate community. She's famous not only for her orphanage, but for being a confidant to Diane Fossey. Actress Julie Harris played Mrs. Carr in the movie Gorillas in the Mist. Yet, inevitably, when anybody talks about Rwanda, the conversation always turns to the 1994 genocide. Mrs. Carr says, even nearly 9 years later, she can't fathom it.
I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. I know it's true, but it's very hard to believe.
She says Hutu and Tutsi are still frightened of being killed, and she's pessimistic about the prospects of Rwanda putting the genocide behind it. But she says she does what she can to teach tolerance to the children in her care.
The main thing that I try to do is to never say the word Tutsi Hutu. And I hope and pray that they seem to be a family. The kids love to be photographed. And I'll say, I want to take your picture with your best friend. And they know immediately who their best friend is. Every child does. And at least half the time, it's the opposite ethnic group.
Rosamund Carr turned 90 years old in August. She laughs and says she expects to live to be 100. She also says she has no plans to ever leave Rwanda. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston.